Culture.
Book Review. A Biography of Bill Gates. Dollar Bill. Billionaire, Nerd, Savior, King. By Anuprita Das.
Americans appear to be growing increasingly uneasy about billionaires, observes Anuprita Das, a journalist and former finance editor at the New York Times. Do they embody the American dream or endanger it? And who gets to decide what billionaires owe to society? Ms. Das has chosen an original way to address these questions by writing a biography of Bill Gates, the first superstar tech billionaire. With his long career and its many ups and downs, Mr. Gates is the perfect prism through which to refract these thorny moral questions in pursuit of a collective rethink about American values. Ms. Das goes from the founding of Microsoft in 1975 to its stock market flotation 11 years later, which made Mr. Gates America's youngest billionaire, in just four paragraphs. This lets her broaden her analysis to the tech billionaires who followed in his footsteps. By 1995, Mr. Gates was the richest person in America, but was facing a new problem. His company was so dominant that it attracted the attention of antitrust regulators. The heroic nerd had come to be seen as a villain, a fate that awaited other tech bosses, such as Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. In his mishandling of the antitrust suit, Mr. Gates provided a lesson to others in what not to do. Chastened, Mr. Gates reinvented himself as a philanthropist, establishing the world's largest charitable foundation with his then-wife Melinda, and promoting, among other billionaires, the Giving Pledge, a promise to donate most of one's wealth to charitable causes. So successful was this reinvention that Mr. Gates was the most admired man in the world from 2014 to 2019, according to YouGov polls. But then his infidelity and friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, a financier and paedophile, led to the collapse of his marriage. At the same time, the power of his foundation began to come under increasing scrutiny. It pours billions into public health initiatives, outspending many governments, and thus shapes health policy in many countries. Yet it is accountable to nobody but the Gateses. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Gates was also the subject of conspiracy theories, suggesting that he was profiting from vaccines and even injecting tiny microchips into people. The geeky hero had once again become a villain. Ms. Das considers different facets of Mr. Gates's life, from his friendship with Warren Buffett and the breakdown of his marriage, to the running of his foundation and the management of his wealth. Some of this is eye-opening. Mr. Gates is, among other things, the largest private owner of farmland in America, and his investment firm, Cascade, owns big chunks of everything from Four Seasons hotels to John Deere. But Ms. Das's book is most interesting when it shows how Mr. Gates has influenced other billionaires, how they have emulated him, and how they have not. Mr. Zuckerberg, for example, faced his own crisis over Facebook's role in the American election of 2016 and turned to Mr. Gates for advice. Mr. Zuckerberg dropped his hoodie for a sharp suit, but has recently reinvented himself as a hippie. And when it comes to philanthropy, other tech billionaires have embraced Mr. Gates's technocratic, evidence-based approach, but have chosen to structure their philanthropic vehicles in different ways. The book shows Mr. Gates from many angles, but provides few glimpses of him as a person. There is a Gates-shaped hole at the centre of the narrative. Ms. Das was not granted an interview. So what does she conclude about billionaires? They are, she suggests, lightning rods for deeper concerns about inequality and privilege. But she holds back from making a strong argument about Mr. Gates or the tech jet set. She drops hints that she disapproves, noting that family offices are unregulated entities, and that private jets have large carbon footprints. It's as if she's waiting for readers to boo. A book that promises to tackle billionaires' place in society asks many questions, but also asks readers to make up their own minds.